How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Happy Friday to yous all. This is Ben Burney, the old maestro, and all the old lads, about to fling a bit of a broadcast for all of Uncle Sam's war workers and our cousins up in dear old Canada. While we're swinging and singing, we hope a whole flock of yous guys and gals are stringing along with us. You know, when the old lads and I get together here in the Wrigley Building every afternoon, we sometimes wonder what tunes to play, which ones will please the most people. But as for what to say, well, I never have any trouble deciding. Because when I say that chewing gum on the job is pleasing a great many war workers day in and day out, well, I ain't just guessing. I knows whereof I speaks, because they done told me. Yowza, chewing gum on a job has a refreshing effect on a fella when the old grind of doing the same thing over and over again starts to wear on his nerves. And then, too, you never need worry about chewing gum spoiling the old appetite. I reckon that's the reason that so many of the home gals who do the cooking for our war workers slip a package of Wrigley's spearmint gum right in the old lunch bucket. It's a swell little helper for their favorite gent when he's working hard. That long-lasting flavor stays right in their pitching so you can chew it longer. And these days, that's a plenty solid consideration. Indeed it is. And now I see old Doc Wells, our baritone sax man, has put down that mail order catalog, so I guess we'll get started here. You know, old Doc has been collecting soap coupons for the past 15 years, and he's finally saved enough to send away for that water pistol. Congratulations, Doc. All right, Caesar, start these here. Nicely done, nicely done. By gosh, you're hotter than a short order kitchen this afternoon. You know, I've got to compliment these old fellas. What with the with all the old codgers talking on the radio, and after Lou Holtz yesterday saying that our trumpet player, old Axel, should be the comedian on this show. You know, I've got a good mind to have him, let him have a go at it. Come on up here, Axel. Let's get Axel up here. If Lou Holtz says it, maybe it's so. All right, go ahead, Axel. Take it.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? As I was coming down to the studio today, the funniest thing happened.
Oh. So far, you're great.
I know it. Well, anyhow, as I got to the lagoon at the lake, I took my girl out canoeing. Did you ever take your girl out in a canoe and have your knees knock together?
Now, do you see what I mean? Lou Holtz's priorities of 1950. Well, I'm glad Jack Fulton is on tap, because Jack is going to bail me out of this. He's going to sing one of the prettiest ballads of the year, ladies and gentlemen, dedicated to the valiant Russians, and still the Volga flows.
Where meadows once were so fair, her fields are silent and barren. Every hill, every street, every lane knows heartache and sorrow and pain. Again and again. And still the Volga flows through silent valleys that will learn to sing again. When every field and plain is bearing golden grain, and every voice will rejoice in spring again. And still she rolls along, the mighty heartbeat of defiant winter snows. Her star will rise again in peaceful skies again, and never fall while the
beautifully done, Jack. Beautifully sung. When it comes to doing a ballad, Jackson, you've certainly got what it takes. And today along the war production front, thousands of guys and gals who never did that sort of work before are discovering that they've got... You know, 6 months ago, some of them people that are setting production records today didn't know one end of a hammer from the other. But we've all got just one occupation for the duration, and that's doing our utmost whenever and wherever we're needed. So regardless of what you've been doing up to now, if you live in an area where war workers are badly needed, and badly needed they are, my friends, how's for stopping in and having a chat with the fellows at your local office of the United States Employment Service? Those fellows know what's cooking and where and how. You know, our president told us last Saturday to look these fellows up. They're doing a good job. By gosh, I don't believe it'll be any time before they make riveters out of Billy Rose's bathing beauties. And speaking of riveters, comes now our electric guitarist, Les Paul. Known around the Wrigley Building as a one-watt Marconi. And you know, today that electric guitar is doing double duty. Not only is Les going to play the Sheik of Araby on it, but he's going to bake a potato for old Vince at the same time. Cut her loose, Les, cut her loose. For the sake of the Columbia librarians, that was the Sheik of Araby. Although Les burnt him out of recognition. Well, what's next on this here Opry? Well, well, bet on my horses and meet me at the soup kitchen. If it ain't little Elise Cooper and the King's Jesters. Well, what's on the skillet, chillin'?
Well, Maestro, the Jesters and I are going to sing. I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful.
Oh, I see. You and the Jesters are going to sing, huh?
But you didn't ask me if I'd care to join.
Well, gosh, Maestro, we didn't think we should ask you to sing with us. We were afraid to.
Ha ha. Why, my dear children, I'd jump at the chance.
I know. That's what we're afraid of.
Quiet, everyone. Man sulking. Start them off, Caesar, will you?
I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. I like your style, babe. I think you're marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell?
All my clothes are unsightly. All my hats are a cry. If in you I pick rightly,
it's the very first time. I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell.
Yeah, that was really wonderful. Yowza, yowza. I think we are, the boys are applauding. You know, they're applauding Lou Krupa, singer. Our fat drummer boy. And man, is he getting fat. You better lay off Caesar Petrilla's pasta fagiola and Axel Monroe's clam chowder, but they're doing it. Well, as the gas man said to the fellow who hadn't paid his bill, it's about time for us to turn it off, I reckon. Well, we'll be lighting the old front burner at the same time Monday for the Wrigley Spearmint Gum people. And if you'd like to take potluck with us, we'll sure save yous all a place at the table. I don't know exactly what we'll have on a bill of fare, but we sure hope there'll be something that'll hand you a kick. As for me and all the old lads, we always get a kick out of these little programs, doing a little something in a small way for you folks who are doing so much in a big way. So we hope we'll be seeing you Monday. And meantime, you guys and gals that are keeping things rolling along the old night shift, I expect sometimes you might have a battle with old Sam Shut-Eye along in those wee small hours, hmm? Well, the next time the eyelids begin to flutter, try chewing a refreshing piece of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Lots of folks I've heard from tell me that when their noggin begins to nod and their eyes get a little hazy, chewing gum kind of helps perk them up. Makes them feel fresh as a daisy. So pick up a package of Wrigley Spearmint before your next trick and start a chewing. Remember, my friends, it's the chewing that does the doing. Yowza. And now the time has come to say au revoir and a bit of goodbye. The time to quit, unfortunately, is drawing nigh. But don't forget, if you want the old work to hum, chew good old Wrigley Spearmint gum. So long, a fond cheerio, a bit of a tweet-tweet. God bless you, and goodbye.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.